Hello, you are listening to the Modern Web Podcast, where we explore next generation frameworks, standards, and techniques. I'm Tracy Lee at Lady Lee on Twitter, and you can find us online at modern-web.org.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah. So.
Hi.
You've been really stressed out the past few days over your talk.
Yeah.
How did it go?
I think it went okay.
Yeah? Just okay?
Yeah. Well, that it went well. We'll see. We'll see what the feedback is. I think it did all right.
I think I saw something on Twitter of somebody like really not liking your talk. I don't think they were really into like your hat.
Oh no! Really?
You were worried for a second.
I have it off now.
You were worried for a second.
Yeah. Twitter's mean sometimes.
See, this is great because, you know, who is on this podcast? Not you, because you don't have your hat on.
Oh yeah, Ben Lesh isn't here. This is just a pale copy.
This is like a...
Ben Lesh?
See?
Not Ben Lesh.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man. Yeah. Or it's like your invisible cap. Like, yeah. You're invisible until you have your hat on.
Yeah, I could take my hat off and no one knows who I am.
Maybe you need to wear, like, a shirt that says, I am Ben Lesh. No?
Maybe. I don't know. I would rather hand those out to other people.
Bakery? I'm still trying to make that happen.
Bakery.
So, can we talk about communities?
Communities? Okay, what about communities?
So, it's my first time at a React conference.
Me too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Seriously? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's really cool. So, it's my first time here, and obviously, like, you and I have both had exposure to the Ember and the Angular community, mm-hmm. and we talked to Matt and Jameson about communities, right, like, in general, and I have to say, I kind of like the React community. I mean, I do like the React community, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's so cool to just sort of see how the communities are different, right? Like, I was telling you yesterday that nobody's, like, a superstar here. Nobody's, like, propped up.
Well, there's
on
you. You're...
Shut. Shut. No.
The Tracy train.
The Tracy train.
Yeah.
Y'all can get on the Tracy train. Where's the B train?
I don't know.
You're basically dad. You're
it's,
like...
It's derailed.
You can be on the train as long as I'm here chaperoning.
Yeah.
I know you always like to me to have a chaperone somewhere.
So, but yeah, you're right. There's not, like, any real, like, React superstars. Although, I don't know. I think...
Are you a superstar, Ben?
I think Dan Abramoff would probably
Blush.
Get a lot of...
Blush?
No.
Blush, Ben?
No, I'm not a superstar of anything. No. I just am a dude that works in Netflix and works in RxJS. That's it. That's all I do.
How do you think, like, so when we talked to Matt and Jameson, we were, like, sort of talking about communities and how they're formed. We're saying, okay, Ember's really opinionated, and then you have Angular who, you know, they're, like, Ember's really opinionated, and so, like, there's very much, like, who do we look to, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Angular where, like, you have the core team, and they are the people, but then you have, like, all these other people who are, like, really, really big contributors, and it's also, like, much... It's, like, much bigger.
And they provide guidance. Yeah, they provide some guidance.
Right. And then you have, like, the React community, and we were saying that because React, there's, like, different camps.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, I think it's really cool because, like, at this conference, do you think it's me and my whatever, or do you think, like, it's actually true that, like, at this conference, it's not, like, an absolute shit show to, like, oh, my God, I have to meet this person. Like, oh, my God, I talked to this person. I'm sure people feel that way about you because you're, like, the Ben Lesh or something. But
no.
No.
No. I hope people don't feel that
way. You know, the other day, like, I don't... It was, like, yesterday. Somebody went up and talked to you, and then after they walked away, they sort of, like, had to stop, and then they took a really deep breath, and they were like...
That did not happen.
Yeah, it happened.
It happened. No, it didn't.
Swear to God. I don't know if they were having a panic attack or, like, they were just excited.
Maybe they were holding their breath because my breath was smelly. Maybe that was...
We did eat sushi.
Yeah, we did eat sushi.
Yeah. Are you crying? You're red.
It's so red. Ben Lesh. Like, God, I bet he, like, I don't know. All any one of those people would have to do is watch any one of the screencasts that you've done with me in the last, like, month to know that I am a fumbling idiot most
Yolo
of the time
Brella.
Behind a keyboard, yeah.
You guys should check out YoloBrella.com at some point in time. There's a YouTube.
Tracy forcing me to do things I don't know anything about is
you're so patient, Ben. You're like a really good dad because you're like, all right, okay. That one time, you're like, okay, Tracy, finally we're going to do something that I know. and you paired with me on observables, and you taught me how to do observables. And then I was like, let's put it in Angular too. And you're like, oh God, you're making me do it again.
Yeah. Like Angular 2, actually, I have some experience with it. The mm-hmm. problem is it's a very much a moving target right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It's changed since the last Angular 2 app I wrote substantially.
So you didn't know the directives. And then the internet was slow.
Yeah.
It was just a shit show.
Yeah. Like the router set, I think, changed 3 times since I've used it last.
Maybe we should just call yellowbrillobensshitshow.com.
That's a good one. That's probably available.
You know.
If it's not, I really want to see the site that exists there. But.
Bensshitshow.com. Can we do that? I want to do so many things.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into whatever. So can we talk about something interesting?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We talked about communities. I like the communities.
Yeah, the community React
very
is very. It's interesting because React has kind of embraced the whole React just does rendering, and then Redux just does state management, and all of these other small modules do all these other things. So people are left to kind of choose your own adventure with their React applications, right?
It's like one of those goosebumps choose your own adventure.
Yes, only with npm installs. So, it's in React or in Webpack boilerplate config files and such. So the thing is that everybody's kind of developed their own way to use React, I think.
Yeah.
I have met people that are just like, I use observables and then I emit React JSX. I have met people that do things totally imperatively and differently. There's people that are like, no, only use React Create class, and there's people that are like, no, use ES6 classes, they're better. Like, and then there's people, no, only use stateless components. Like, there's all sorts of camps in React, and none of them is necessarily right or wrong. There's many, and they're not like warring factions, they all just have different ideas, where in the other communities there's, kind of prescribed ways to do things.
So do you think that's harder for training them? Because it's depending on your teacher and depending on who's giving the training, you're going to learn something different and a different flavor.
Oh, no doubt. I think that's definitely definitely something that would make training harder.
And there is no right way.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of training for React is probably just going to focus on the real bare essentials of using get state, using set state to set state and a component, and these other idiomatic basic React ways to do things. Mm. But they're not going to probably dive into Redux. They should, but they're probably not going to dive into Flux or Redux or these other things, or GraphQL or.
So what do you think of Create React App? Have you used it?
I haven't used it yet. I think it's a great idea though. I'm a person that. I spent time making grunt files back when that was a new thing, and then making gulp files, and I remember the first time I made a build process with grunt, I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing, I've made this, and it's
I'm so building. Glad I've never had to do that.
Yeah, I'm writing all this JavaScript to build my JavaScript, and I'm so done with that, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Can you explain to me what Create React App is? Is it basically the Ember CLI, Angular CLI?
Basically, only it's not quite as full featured as those two. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, to my understanding, it's pretty much here is a way to fire up a React app. You run this command line tool and it creates a React app, and it has all of I believe it's got Redux and hot reloading and a little development server and stuff all baked in.
Oh.
Sets up
so
all your Webpack
all your
and stuff
for you.
Right.
And it's using Webpack.
But as soon as, the instant you want to use anything that's off that beaten path, though,
right.
I believe that you can no longer
just
use.
Just Angular CLI and Ember CLI.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think Angular CLI and Ember CLI, you could write, in Ember CLI, you could write, an add-on or something to use things that are off the beaten path. But
right.
There's nothing like that, to my knowledge, in React Create App. I could be wrong, but I don't think there's anything like that.
So, you know how I like to build silly sites?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The bensshitshow.com.
Yeah, or there is, what were we going to do, Punny Bubbles?
RxAllTheThings.com, Ben.
You're gonna
What's
make
happening?
Bubbles and you pop them.
Are we doing that tonight?
Puns.
After semicolon tattoos?
Semicolon tattoos.
Ben taught me regular expressions yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
We karaoke.
We karaoke.
My voice is a little hoarse because of it. Hold on. We could karaoke something right now.
No.
Are you turning red again?
No.
You're turning red again?
I am.
Oh, you're turning less red? Oh my god, you're turning more red. You're turning less red than that one time. That one time earlier on this podcast that I told you that somebody walked away and had a panic attack. Yeah. Or was really excited.
That's silly. Nobody did that. I hope nobody.
You know, I've never actually seen you turn red before like this. Like, maybe I just haven't ever noticed. But it's like really, like, shade. Like, I have too much blush on today. So you can't tell.
Oh, you're turning red too?
Wait, hold on. We got sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about...
I think the React Create.
Oh, yeah. So can I build... a JavaScript ad. Can you... Can I build a website using all React?
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Is that a good idea? Like the art.
It's a great idea.
You think so?
And then you would have built websites with every framework.
What are some websites that use only React? The entire thing. Oh, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Netflix is one.
Okay.
I believe that. I think that Slack runs.
Really?
Yeah, well, actually, someone told, I think Jay was telling me the other day, and I don't know this for a fact, but
mm-hmm.
That Redux Observable, that library that I just talked about that Jay and I work on,
mm-hmm.
Is being used in the desktop app for Slack.
Really?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
That is super cool. Yeah. What is this, Ben?
It's a Power Rangers belt. It's morphin' time.
Do you feel good about it?
I feel great about it.
I feel like this is like...
I was really happy that Jay wore the Green Rangers.
Jay loved the Green Rangers outfit. He's like, don't need to work out. I'm buff. And I'm holding pink Power Ranger hand.
I like that he tries to resist, like...
Always?
Yeah.
He tries to resist the Tracy train.
Yeah, I tried to resist this podcast and it was unsuccessful. I was like, I just got done talking 2 minutes ago, Tracy. No, I'm good. This is good.
I mean, I think we talked about some interesting things.
Right.
I mean, really, though? Should we put this on MonoWeb or Yolo Brolo? Sort of like a toss-up.
It is.
Is it the shit of the internet? Or is it, like, useful content?
I think it's as useful as anything else I've done, probably. It's good. It's good. So,
Ben, seriously, though? Ben.
What?
Don't lie.
What?
Don't lie. What? Don't lie.
No. Bro.
All right. Can't even. Bro.
Can't even.
Bro.
Can't even.
Bro.
Can't even.
Bro. It's like I'm a spam bot. Bro.
Tracy.
I'm DDSing. DDoS.
You know what we should do? Because I know nothing about it, so it'd be really good for Yellow Brolo, because then I look like an ass like I do in most of those videos.
Yeah.
Is we should try to write a Twitter bot that if you tweet bro. At it, if you tweet bro at it, then it replies to you with...
What about God tributes? I love God tributes.
I love... Yeah, that's good.
Bros for the bro god.
I got one today. It was stickers for the sticker god. That was good.
Oh, that's exciting. I like that. Because you put RX stickers on the egghead thing and you take a picture?
Yeah. That was... Actually, I've gotten puns for the pun god twice from them. I feel like I've been...
It's not a robot because I didn't talk about a dress. Deifying. I didn't talk about a dress. I was wearing a dress and he said dresses for the dress god. And I was like, you are not a bot.
Yeah, clearly not a bot. That was verification.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe like halftime bot.
I don't know. Like, whoever's running that account, they could, if there's the inverse of a Turing test, like they could pass it. So like the Turing test is like you have a robot and it's like the test to see if mm-hmm. you can fool somebody and think it's human. This person is like opposite the Turing test, like where they fooled us into thinking that they're a robot, right? It's like, maybe this person's a robot. Like, all hours of the day, you get God tributes.
Ben, I'm really thankful for all the shit you do with me.
Yeah? Oh, like these things?
Like, everything. Because I think as a beginner, like, sometimes I'm like, why did you just... I think I'm really thankful as a beginner, just in general, like, with the JavaScript community, of, like, the weird things people actually do with me. Like, Pascal, one time at midnight, like, teaching me how to use Angular's new router.
Pascal Precht.
Yes. Prep beard, is that his thing? Or like you sitting down with me, or like Todd, who's on the learning team for Ember, like sitting down with me and teaching me how to do a contribution, or like you teaching me regular expressions yesterday, and like letting me just do things that, you know, like not like, it makes me feel really comfortable. Like, but wow,
let me,
I have
let
no
me tell you something
how
about the regular expressions, though. For, and this is factual information I'm about to provide you. Every developer at some point learns regular expressions, and all of them forget. They have to go up. But at least you know they exist now, and you know, like, you can go and look up the syntax and kind of
how they
work.
And I know I never want to put in my code.
Probably, there's not a lot of...
I can do
a
talk
huge
on
amount of
regular
use
expressions.
Regular.
Be like, guys, you don't know regular expressions, but I do.
Yeah, do it.
It's like testing. Hey, you want to do a podcast on testing? Do you know how to do testing? I hate testing. Only because it hurt my brain during the Ember Weekend training. I was like, oh God, what is this? And I was trying to, like, I basically tuned out and I was like, all right, I will get back on track for this Ember training once the testing is done. But the entire thing after that was testing. And I was like, nope, can't do it. Test-driven development. It's important.
It is. It's
you're
good.
You're turning red again.
It's good stuff. Am I?
Do you think...
if I concentrate really hard,
like,
will it go away?
Is it because I'm really funny?
You're so funny.
I'm hilarious. No, I'm not.
Wait.
I try to be like
that. Am I really turning red? I feel a little flesh. Maybe I'm not feeling well. What's happening? No, I don't know why I'm turning red.
Is it because we're talking about testing?
Yeah. Test-driven development makes me turn red.
Because your tests aren't passing.
It's kind of warm.
I said that. Thanks for laughing. You're turning red again. Are you crying?
No.
Because it's so funny.
It's funny.
Anyways, I'm also happy that you interviewed Raquel and we talked about beginner stuff. I think there's just a lot of good beginners. And I also really like the fact that I feel like JavaScript is going to be the thing that makes, like, JavaScript actually is the thing that makes development, like, achievable for non-developers.
Yeah, it is. It's really easy and straightforward. I think that I worried a little bit when like the ECMAScript 2015 changes came out. So this introduces things like classes and arrow functions, and you know, I think it's got like the array spread, like the dot 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 syntax and that sort of
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I worried a little bit because though that added more
complexity,
dimensions and complexity to the language. And,
like, you can't, like, walk through it as well.
I think it was necessary. Like, I'm excited about those features as a seasoned user of the language.
Mm-hmm.
But for beginners, I worry that it complicates things a little bit. However, you know, for learning purposes, all the old features are still there. Like, they could still learn ES3 or ES5 or whatever. Or ES6, I mean. Like, what am I saying? ES3 or ES5, they could learn those things. And not have to learn the ES6 features yet if they wanted to.
So, do you know Dan Shaw? You know Dan Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know this whole thing with, like, the Node and...
I don't know if I've met
Node
Dan
being
Shaw.
Pissed off about... Or, like, the Node community being like, what the hell? Why are you... Like, this ES 2015 stuff and the classes. Wait, is it the classes that's breaking things for Node?
Oh, well, I mean, no. It's not just classes. Like... Node and the JavaScript community, not the
well,
JavaScript
like...
standards body and stuff, they have some collision points. One is that Node has had a module system because it necessarily required it.
It's the modules. It's
since Node's inception. So they've had this require in modules, so this what they call CommonJS, CJS modules. But the standards folks decided on these ES modules, like what comes with ECMAScript 2015 or whatever. So that's got import from syntax and export syntax. So, like, those two things are at odds with each other, and so that kind of, you know, it ends up forking some code bases. Now we can transpile between those, but there's other things that the Node community isn't super keen on, like a lot of standardizing around things like promises, which trap errors in Node. A lot of Node pros want to not trap any errors. They just want their Node process to panic and die so they can look at the core dump from that process and they can see everything that was in memory and exactly what was going on. But if you catch the error at all, you lose that context. So you miss visibility into your Node process. So there's a few kind of sticky points between Node and the greater JavaScript community.
So my question is, why isn't there enough node representation on the TC39 committee?
That's a good question. I don't actually know the answer to that. I think that they're becoming more involved, but...
I mean, from my conversation with Dan, it seemed like there was, like, no representation.
Yeah.
Like, how do you become an official whatever?
Well,
But can't you just go to the meetings if you want to go to the meetings?
My very primitive, probably not so great understanding of TC39 is that you... I believe that it might just be by invitation, but I think anybody can go to the meetings, but they don't have any say. They should just stay there and kind of be quiet unless they're asked a question, I would imagine, because they've got a lot of stuff to talk about. But otherwise, companies, I think, can have one representative from their company that they then pay to sponsor to be a member of the TC39. So I don't know that Node, being what it is, has... the ability to get representation in a standards body like that.
That is really sad. So you have to pay to be on TC39 to be represented.
Yeah. And that's to my knowledge. Now, I don't know if they have other ways to be a member of the TC39. Yeah. But it seems like they should.
I feel like Dan should go to these meetings. TC39.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that he could get an invitation. I don't know.
I should work on that. My project.
We both know some people. I think we could think about that.
We should help them. What other exciting things are you doing soon? You're going to China.
Yeah, going to JSConf China.
You're going to pair with me on something. What are we going to pair on? We're getting tattoos. I'm getting a tattoo.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Dude, I'm so sad. Everybody backed out of tattoos.
No, I never agreed to
tattoo. I want a tattoo.
I never agreed to
it. I want to send Michael a tattoo. You said you were going to draw a tattoo for me.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had time. I have this conference and...
Priorities.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You're red again. You're just a shade of red.
What is happening? Should I just dump this water on my face?
No, I'm just giving you shit.
Am I really red?
No.
No?
You're totally fine.
This whole time I'm thinking, oh, my face is turning red like a tomato.
And then you're turning red again.
Now I probably am.
All right, Ben. So, I hope people are still listening. I thought that was an interesting conversation about Node.
Yeah, it is. I think that that those sorts of things, and I don't know if to call them political, but they're like these technical decisions that are made by two different entities that affect each other, right?
Yeah.
And then it affects the greater community. Like a lot of really important modules that everybody uses were written specifically with Node in mind. And NPM obviously is written with Node in mind.
Right.
And everyone's using that for so many projects.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's not something that the TC39 can really ignore, and I don't think they're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they have a responsibility.
When there's no representation, though.
But the TC39 has a responsibility to make choices that are the right thing for the language, not necessarily for the ecosystem, because the ecosystem changes over time. The language, once that spec is there, it's pretty much stone. Like, they're not going to go back and like rip things out of the language. So they have to be very careful. They have to make very important decisions about that stuff, and they can't. While it's really important to consider the ecosystem and consider what exists in the community, they can't always. If they see something that's not the right decision. For example, you know, that whatever they decided with their module system, if they see things that are problematic for the language as a whole, then they, you know, they have a responsibility to make the right decision, even if it's not the best for. The promises spec has been around for a while.
But so that whole plus. Cancelable promises.
Oh yeah, promise cancellation. So. They're talking about adding cancellation tokens.
But where is it now? I know you were like a little bit like.
It's.
Bro.
I can't even. It's being talked about in the TC39. There's also discussions of observables using cancellation tokens actually as well.
Okay.
There's some problems in there that need to be worked out. Am I for it or not for it?
Or is that too controversial?
It's not that controversial. I'm I'm for unifying, like, and having everything kind of share cancellation tokens or share some type, and having, like, fewer types introduced into JavaScript, like, so observables and promises can, like, live together with cancellation tokens, and cancellation tokens can be used with other things. The kind of negative thing I've seen is that cancellation tokens introduce some not so great boilerplate and some not so great overhead into observables. Mm-hmm. Being that there's things like an observable, when you subscribe to it, really needs its own unique cancellation token for each one of those things. And then when you talk about like a merge map in Rx where you've got an observable of observables or something, like you're taking an observable, you're making more observables and you're subscribing them and merging them back in.
You told me I always have to cancel them.
Yeah, well, that's the cancellation part.
Or not cancel them, like stop them or whatever.
Right, the cancellation part is where this gets difficult, because if you have an observable and it's got a cancellation token, uh-huh. and then it spawns another observable uh-huh. and it's got a cancellation uh-huh. token, then that spawned one might be able to, you might want it to be able to cancel just on its own without canceling the parent. But if the parent one, when you cancel it, you want it to cancel everything that it spawned. So you need a way to link these cancellation tokens together. And then the current proposal, there isn't a very smooth way to do that. The only way to do that actually involves newing up multiple cancellation tokens, and there isn't like a way to just spawn like a child token or anything. So there's some things that I'm not super thrilled about, but I would be happy if we could get those ironed out, and cancellation tokens could be used with observables, just the same as promises and everything else, as long as it's ergonomic for the people.
Mm-hmm. You know, the greater good. How come you're not wearing the hat that Sam Saccone's mother got you?
You know, I thought about that. I didn't pack that one. The Toledo Mudhens hat. I love it though. I do make sure to wear it every time I hang out with Sam. At the very least.
You're only doing it to appease Sam.
No, I love that hat. This is a Detroit Tigers hat.
Yeah.
And The Toledo Mudhens is actually, they're the AAA farm team.
Does
for
that
the
help
Detroit
you
Tigers.
Program better though?
This? No, it doesn't.
You're pretty good at like programming and like doing things and multitasking. I'm not very good at it, as you are very well now.
I'm not good at multitasking at all. No. Maybe like I can talk to someone while I'm typing code.
You're a very effective human.
I'm effectively human.
I mean, I guess I'm an effective human when I'm doing, like, not coding.
Yeah, I could not run all the...
I'm kind of hungry.
I would forget to get Power Rangers costumes.
We're gonna go eat now.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. To find more podcasts, videos, and online conferences, check out modern-web.org or find us on Twitter @modernweb_. See you on the internet.
You've felt the